I'm Dion Neutra. I'm the middle son of Richard Neutra, who was groomed to become the architect in the family. So I started when I was 11 years old, and I've been carrying on ever since. One of the defining characteristics of our practice, going way back to the beginning, my father would always interview the people with great detail and ask them what they hoped to achieve by building the new house. So we would ask them these leading questions and try to find out what it was that they hoped to achieve by building a new house. And by doing that, we got more and more information about their specific programmatic needs and desires. In some cases, people came to us with things like, we'd like to have it a Spanish Mediterranean style, would that be okay? And my dad would say, well, what was there about that style that particularly appealed to you? Oh, I like arches. Well, what about arches do you like? Or something like that. So he would try to dig below the formal aspect of it and figure out what it was that drew them to this kind of forms or expressions. And then very often we could move them off of the notion of copying some kind of style and get to the basics as to what it was that appealed to them about that. So in that way, we avoided being stuck with a particular style to follow. I would sit there in the conference and he'd be asking these questions. I'm taking notes. And very often at the end of the conference, he'd have me read the notes back and ask these people whether we had understood what they said. And if they said yes, then we asked them to sign off and say, yes, this is what we want. One of the things that I remember that was impressive about the way my dad practiced was that he would get all this information the night before and invariably get up the next morning early and would, by 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning, would have a completely integrated solution, and often with sketches, with perspective sketches of what it would look like off in the margins of the paper. So he'd have a complete design, you know, within very few hours. When you examine the solution carefully, you'd see that he'd actually considered all these little details and finer points that were mentioned in the discussion, all collected together, and somehow out came this design. It was really astounding to witness. My dad couldn't easily have been a fine artist rather than an architect. I mean, he was such a consummate draftsman and painter, really, and really had tremendous skill in how he captured the essence of the scene that he was drawing. So that's an important element to realize, that the man was a consummate artist.